We're back, and I, Scott that is, went on about the fellows and the gals in prison and you know, how we're going to make a difference in some lives that can make a difference in many, many, many lives. And I've quipped lately that the reason I'm in jails is because the addicts who are closest to death are there, and the ones who aren't there have already not made it. So you know, it's a good market for what we do, and we're all about addiction in the bottom line. That's the whole deal, even though most people won't admit to any kind of serious compulsion or addiction, because it's not the thing to have, you know, even though God, as we know, God uses those kinds of things to draw us to recovery. Now, interesting, we've got a couple of people here, and I'm going to let them talk in a second about, what this recovery thing means to them. And I know a lot about what it means to Raj, but Laurel and I have not been friends all that long. We know each other from the intimacy of groups that spend time trying to figure out how everything works and, you know, what spirituality really is, what God is, and how he might work in our lives or she might work in our lives and so on. And but I don't know what would entice a lady like this to something called recovery. And have you had any thoughts on that? I mean, you came around this program. And
yeah, it was Jim. I was at TOB and...
Yeah, that's the Olive Branch one.
Yeah, and my friend Jim said, "Leo, I think you should come to this group." And he didn't even tell me what it was about. He just said, "I think you should come to this group." And I was like, "Okay, I'll come to this group." And it's been awesome. I mentioned my friend Nadia.
Yeah.
So she and I we work on this together.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So our time is actually at 10 o'clock, and we're going to miss our time today. Yeah, but she and I work on it together, and I think it's, you know, it's just an awesome program.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing, though, how this is the point that I try to make ever since I got involved in 12-step, is that, you know, the reason Sharing the Burden was started originally was to take it out to the troops as opposed to the few who knew they had something that needed it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at it now, after looking at it for a little while and, you know, some time, some months and so on, and studying it, do you find anything in yourself that falls into what might require recovering from? Is there anything in particular that stands out for you? You know, and I don't mean booze or drugs, just anything.
I would say, like cyclical thinking. You know, sometimes I can be like a dog with a bone and just go around and around and around. Addiction for me, like drug use or anything like that, I've never been involved in, and I think the reason is my father was a plainclothes narcotics officer. My uncle was also a police officer. My brother's a police officer. So that wasn't something that wasn't a road I wanted to go down, because when your dad's in law enforcement, it's not something that crosses your mind. However, I do really feel that I suffer from a lot of cyclical thinking, where controlling, trying to control situations that you just have to let certain things go.
Like, it's innate, though, isn't it?
I mean, mm-hmm.
Codependency, really.
Yeah.
You're just trying to feel better inside by controlling stuff on the outside. And that is, I believe, underlies all addiction. So if we see that in ourselves, and we all have it, you know, the innate desire even of our bodies to stay alive and to grow, you know, and so on. And when we realize we don't have the power to even make that happen for ourselves, then we get frightened and we get into things like that, like compulsive thinking, in a sense, you know.
And I think the spirit of rejection is is big in addiction. I think that when you don't feel loved by your significant others, I think a lot of people, it's just your default setting that you've got to find love some way, and that might mean through substance abuse. So I really think that the two of them are linked together significantly. And as I said, working with my friend Nadia on some of these issues, and she's just finding it such a beneficial program. I've just gotten so much out of it in changing my mind, changing my thinking, and trying to wrap my head around looking at the other person instead of always having the focus be on yourself. Get off yourself.
That is such a relief, isn't it? Such an unburdening process. Mm-hmm. So I wrote a thing here for the buffs, scripture buffs, Galatians 6:2, you know, and New Living Translation roughly says that if we share our burdens, we fulfill the law of Christ, you know. And for Christians, that's monumental. It's everything. It's like, you know, where we most of us have heard of, well, there's those 10 commandments that all of law in the free societies have been designed after. And but then we have more recent, you know, someone, namely Jesus, coming along and saying, well, you know, that all that stuff is great, and, you know, we probably all know that in our hearts. But the reality is, you've got to, you know, love your God and love your neighbor. You know, neighbor being everybody. You know, everybody, because your neighbors change and so on and so forth. So that those are the secrets, and they're saying to us, and I take it personal, because sharing the burden, the actual name, it's just something that came to me one time way back, and I thought that I don't know, but that's the right one, and it became meaningful, not because I had thought about it; it just came to me, but now it's making a lot of sense, because the things we do are doing that, and when we do them with a purity of heart and that kind of stuff, the results are like magnificent. And I'm not talking numbers or anything like that; just they are. It's like the jails. It's like you, Laurel, who have not spent 20 or 30 or 40 years in these kinds of things, like maybe I have and Rash more recently, but. And yet you're getting the same out of it. That is what I want to get across to the folks. You know, take the word recovery and do whatever you want with it, but know that the application of scriptural truths and meanings and things everybody loves can be brought out through this, you know, this simple 12-step philosophy. And that's pretty powerful. Anyway, Raj, closing comments. We got about a minute and a half there. And
to recovery, if I don't want to say, through recovery, I found God again. If you remember, when I was working with sharing the burden, or when I was helping out, I used to always wonder, when will the roof crack open, I'll get struck and I'll change and I'll stop drinking. But that was not God's way, God's plan. And I used to keep cursing him. I said, And I even cursed God. I said, you're racial. You only like white people, not black.
I remember that.
But today, I see a reality in that, because he was pushing me towards A.
Yeah.
And I remember you mentioning that, okay, now you've got this aspect, you need to go to A. And I kept deferring. And then, ultimately, that's where I went down that road. Yeah. It's through recovery I start to understand God again. So he has, it's like, I'm not sure which verse it is, but he only gives me enough of burdens that I can carry. The rest, I give it to him. I'm not saying that, hallelujah, I'm cured. No. It's a long way, because things do happen. Like, there are flaws that I still need to work on. Like, something happened on the weekend I'm not going to share. Okay. But it is something that I thought like it had gone, and it surfaced very badly. And that goes to show that, you know, I have to take an inventory of myself every day. What I try to do is stop taking inventory of people, stop judging people, and respect people the way I expect them to respect me.
your neighbor.
Hmm.
Thank you. Thank you both. We're going to wrap up here now, but really appreciate your time and for coming into the different aspects and perspectives, and I hope we can come together again as a little team of three and four with our production man. And by the way, production man is likely to need a new kidney over the next while, and folks, you be thinking about Jay Rumble here, and you know, anybody's got a couple of those they want to give away, they need to get in touch with Jay or anybody or me, and we'll make things happen. So thank you, Jay. Thank you, Raj. Thank you, Laurel. Should be the other way around, ladies first, but you know my heart's right. So anyway, God bless you guys, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show, and hope you'll share it. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.